Now, among our six great emphases, the most important is the third. The third in my present enumeration, that is to say, our emphasis on the centrality of the act of going for refuge in the Buddhist spiritual life. It is the most important, both practically and theoretically. Everything else flows from that, either directly or indirectly. And as I've already reminded you, there are four levels of going for refuge: ethnic or cultural, provisional, effective, and real. And within the FWO, TBMSG, order members are those who are at least effectively going for refuge, or at the very least, effectively going for refuge most of the time. Acceptance into the order, or ordination, is the ritual recognition that a man or woman is effectively going for refuge, and that he or she intends to continue so doing. The final word with regard to someone's readiness for ordination rests with the public preceptors, i.e., with the senior order member who conducts the ordination ceremony. Originally, that responsibility rested solely with me. I was the only public preceptor. I conducted all the public ordinations and the private ones too. A few years ago, however, I started handing on that responsibility, as you all know. I handed it on to a number of senior order members. And at present, there are seven of these senior order members. And in order of seniority within the order, they are, first of all, Dhammadina, ordained in August 1973. Then Subhuti, ordained in November 1973. Then Sona, ordained 1974. Sri Mala, ordained 1975. Padmavajra, ordained 1976. Sangadevi, ordained 1977. And Subhadra, ordained 1978. So they've all been ordained more than 20 years. They've all been associated with me for more than 20 years, which is quite a long time, quite a big slice of anybody's life. And these seven people are crucially responsible between them for the ordination process or processes. Together with the presidents of certain centers, they make up the Preceptors College and Council of the Western Buddhist Order, Trilokya Bodha Mahasangha. Particulars of the different functions and duties of the preceptors and presidents are set out in tabular form, very conveniently, in the first issue of Majjhimavani. And no doubt you have all familiarized yourselves with them. So I need not go into them now. I just want to emphasize one thing, which is that the responsibility I have handed on to the public preceptors is a very weighty one. I know just how weighty it is, because I bore it alone for more than 20 years. It is they who are responsible, in the end, for admitting new members into the order, which means that it is they who determine, to an extent, the character of the order, even determine the future of the order. Not that all other order members do not have a part to play, even an important one, but the public preceptors have a very special part to play. I would therefore like to take this opportunity of declaring that I have complete confidence in them, both individually and, so to speak, collectively. I am sure that they will fulfill the responsibility I have entrusted to them with complete fidelity and integrity. Confident they will be, however, able to fill it properly, only with the support and cooperation of each and every one of you. And I therefore call upon you to give that support and cooperation to the people I have named, to give it sincerely and wholeheartedly. But though I've handed on many of my responsibilities, above all that of giving ordination, public and private, I've not quite handed on all my responsibilities. I'm still, it seems, head of the order, but that's true, I want to hand on. After all, I'm now very nearly 74, and by the time I'm 75, I want to have handed on the headship of the order too. How or to whom I shall hand it on, I have not yet decided. But I hope to make an announcement regarding the matter in, say, a year's time. That is to say, around my 75th birthday, if, of course, I live as long. In the meantime, I trust you will all carry on deepening your going for refuge. So at last, I'm looking ahead a little way.